Well, hello and welcome everyone to our last spontaneous transmitted activational event of 2019. So we're going to request that everybody call in their comedy team and ask your comedy team to connect up with everybody else's comedy team that has signed up for this event, so we can have a really big party and create a lot of laughter for the planet and for the galaxy. That would be really wonderful, huh? Having all these comedy teams working together and creating humorous chaos on the inner realms. That would be great. Okay, so today we are going to do a spontaneous eclipse transmission from the great central sun, and from that place that you would call Christed Awareness. We're going to receive an upgrade so that we can integrate all of this year's energies and lessons so that we can be very prepared and fresh out of the gates for January 1st, 2020, which promises to be another big year of wonderful manifestations. We feel it's not going to be so much going through more hardships and difficulties and challenges, but rather reaping the seeds that you've sown before. Let's just put it before. So it's harvest time. It's a time for you to realize that you deserve everything. Everything from healing your physical body to expanding your awareness, to having conscious out-of-body experiences and third eye openings. Now, just a little review on the photon belt. The photon belt is this pure energy that came from source into our orbit in this Milky Way galaxy, in this solar system, around 1995. So it's been traveling in and through and above our orbit for almost the past 25 years. Initially, it was going to create 7 days of darkness. And then those on their side realized perhaps that humanity couldn't handle that at all. And so it was reduced to 3 days of darkness. And then it was reduced to 3 hours of darkness. In any case, we have mentioned this before. If you experience what is equivalent to blackness for a period of physical time, you are not to freak out. Actually, it's an opportunity to go within, because that's what you're going to have to do since everything is dark. Not black, but just dark. Well, black. Darkness. Not the kind of darkness you're used to, but it is where everything becomes very still and quiet. And the only thing you can do at that point, no matter where you are physically on the world, in the world, is to go within and meditate. So it may not seem like 3 hours or 3 days or whatever. It might seem like a blink of an eye, or it might feel like a very long time. Now, it is said when we come out of this period of blackness, we're going to be living in a new world. So however you will experience that, the main thing is stay calm. Do not freak out. Nothing will be working. You won't be able to get on your computer or your telephone or anything. Basically, the world will shut down and come to a standstill, right? That's your roadmap. That's your signal that you are to meditate and to go within. Okay. But again, the photon belt is this pure energy from source that's moving through our galaxy Okay. We're going to use, obviously, we're going to use the power of this eclipse to integrate our lessons and to release our sense of karmic debt or bad luck, bad karma, heavy karma. And this supposedly, according to Astrology King, a very unique and special eclipse event. And it purports to bring growth and abundance and good luck, among other things. Positive change and excitement, or what we call inspiration. And the keynote for this eclipse is serendipity, because it activates the Jupiter trine Uranus to bring unexpected good luck and happy coincidences when you least expect it. And Astrology King says this is the luckiest eclipse that he can remember. So, let's call in the comedy team and have a really good party tonight, all right? Okay, make sure you have water. As usual, this will be spontaneous according to where the group's at tonight. So wherever you are in the world, you want to make your spine comfortable. Perhaps lie down so that your back can fully relax. Most of you know the breathing protocol. So go ahead. Those of you new, you're going to use the power of the breath to relax the mind and the body. It's preparation for the activation, and it's preparation for you to receive very deeply. Now, we're going to always, we always in these activations speak to your higher self. We do not speak to the ego. We do not even speak to the mind. So, we speak to your higher self. We speak to your comedy team. We speak to your inner child. You do not have to know how to do this activation. Just simply follow along, if you will. If you space out, that's all right. Don't fight anything. You may find yourself in many places at the same time. This is normal. Now, what we'd like you to do is to release for this activation everything you know about metaphysics, spirituality, healing, personal growth, therapy, all of it. Whatever you've learned metaphysically, spiritually, in the mystery schools, in online workshops, and live seminars and retreats, all the teachers you studied with, for this activation, we're going to request that you let all of that go so that your mind can be completely open, that your heart can be completely open, and that you have no pre-considerations about anything, even this activation. Beginner's mind. All right, so we're going to breathe in beginner's mind. And we're going to exhale out all congestion and density that you have been holding from the past. Whether it's early childhood, whether it's your teenage years, whether it's your first marriage or your first breakup. Perhaps past lives, parallel lives. We're going to breathe in the power of clarity, and we're going to release doubt, density, disturbances, discord, disharmonies, We're going to even release your sense of the devil. That perhaps you were imprinted with when you were very young from the churches. Breathing deeply, breathing in the golden and the violet. So we're going to breathe in the power to shift into three parts of your body that's been in discomfort, that's been hurting, that's been in trauma, that's been injured or abused. Three places in your body. And you're going to begin to release the memories that are trapped in that area of your body. On the out-breath. We're speaking to your knowingness and your intuition. You don't have to know how. Just do it. Breathe. All right, we're going to anchor the body with the beautiful heart of the earth. We're going to ask you to activate the four pillars of light. And, of course, you called in your comedy team. We're going to ask you to call in your council. And we're going to ask you to completely, from this day forward, detach yourself from the astral plane and all its influences. Detaching from the chaos, from tribal consciousness. Detaching from your pain body, your emotional body, and your intellect. Breathing deeply into the present moment. I am here, I am now, I am. Relaxing all of the muscles in your face, and then your shoulders, and then your fingers, and then your thighs, and your calves, and your toes. Allow a natural alignment with your chakra system, with your body. Okay, we have to call in the A-team for a moment here to assist all of you with clearing astral impressions, which may manifest physically in the form of implants, bad luck, bad karma, general sense of negativity. Now, as you take the next breath, begin to release yourself from the matrix, the old matrix of pain and suffering. We're going to suggest you imagine in the mind of God, which is your mind, that you had been formerly walking in mud along a pathway. Or walking along a pathway that's filled with quicksand. And your feet and part of your legs have been bogged down in this quicksand, in this mud, for way too long. And you're going to allow your spirit to lift you out of the bog, out of the mud, out of the quicksand, lifting you higher and higher and higher out of gravity and density, to where you can begin to feel free again. Or essentially allowing yourself to remove yourself from everybody else's karmic story, which is not your story. So it is a bit like unmeshing yourself from the entanglement of ancestral and family density and unawareness, as well as the collective unconsciousness of being trapped in the matrix. So feel as if your high self is beginning to lift you from the matrix, out of the illusion of suffering, back into the light. That is called the ascension. Now, you might want to shake yourself off, symbolically speaking. Do a little jumping jacks, a little calisthenics. Get the energy moving on those inner levels. All right, we're going to call in your guardian angel. And we're going to ask your counsel. We're going to ask you, that part of you that can connect with your counsel, to do so starting today, to be more conscious of your alignment with your soul group, your counsel, your comedy team, your inner child, your divine mind, all of it. All right, we're going to call in the guides from the fifth dimension and above to support and assist everyone in experiencing the highest and deepest levels possible during and after this activation. Okay, take another deep breath through the body. Allow those three areas that you tuned into to just relax a bit, to hang out. Feel the presence of the pillars of light. Now we're going to ask you to put yourself energetically into the cosmic tree of life. Thereby allowing the power points within this tree of life to activate within you one by one. In divine right timing, take a full deep breath through the body. Feel and imagine your awareness infused with the power of the cosmic tree of life. And that all your circuits are open and active and flowing. That will include the Jade Palace behind your physical heart. That will include the sun chakra off your belly button. That will include the special power center at the base of the skull. That will include the many chakra points below your feet and above your head. And your source connection from your crown, third eye, your chest, and your solar plexus. We call it the three lifeline to source. Third eye, crown chakra, heart chakra, and solar plexus chakra. As well as your silver cord. All right, we're going to ask the violet light, the archangels, that bring forth the violet ray of transmutation to come forth and to help assist in cleansing and purifying all levels of your embodiment that is ready for that. Take a deep breath and receive. Let this violet go into your genetic memory. Let it go deep into the subatomic layer of your matrix of your soul and your body. We're going to ask your pets to receive this light. We're going to ask your ancestors that are present, those that perhaps still have a misunderstanding of the meaning of Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas, and the teachings of Yeshua. To step forward to receive the purification and the cleansing of all misjudgments, misconceptions, misinterpretations of the true teachings. And that might also include your inner child that may have some how shall we say, misinformed information regarding the true meaning of Christmas, which was yesterday, and we're still in that Christmas energy. Okay, we're going to wake up the base chakra, take a deep breath, the base of the spine, to include your whole hip area, your knees, your ankles, and your feet chakras. We're going to take another deep breath, waking up the sacral center and your connection with your parents. Not only your physical parents, but your divine parents. Second chakra, belly button, umbilicus. Breathing into the solar plexus and your relationship with Prime Source. As well as your higher self. Breathing deeply into the heart chakra, breathing into that sacred space behind your physical heart, the Jade Palace. Which is your divine gateway to the higher realms, including the Star Councils, Pyramid Power, Celestial Alignments, breathing deeply into the throat and bringing complete love and allowance into your throat and the thyroid, breathing in unconditional love and allowance into your throat. Giving your throat permission to speak freely, without hesitation, without self-judgment, without pre-thought, spontaneously speaking and expressing that which you are. Slow deep breath into the pineal, pituitary, thalamus. Begin to feel the vibrations of the central sun activating your pineal, pituitary, thalamus, your third ventricle, your fourth ventricle, your brainstem, the base of your skull, the medulla oblongata. Right in the center of your brain is the crystal palace. Bring your focus there. Allow the body to breathe naturally or not at all. Keep your focus in the center of the head. Now, your divine potential resides in the center of your head, right within the third ventricle. And within the third ventricle is this divine fluid that flows through the center of your spine. And it affects the vagus nerve. In fact, it affects every level of your embodiment. Stay focused. Now, within this cavity, the third ventricle, is the power to initiate the body's ability to cleanse, to heal, and to reset itself to whatever vibration you choose as a soul. Starting now, the body has the ability to overcome all medical concepts that have been taught. Your body can override beliefs that were taught to you. So as you already activate the body's power to regenerate itself, to reset its nervous system frequencies to that of eternity, eternal life, to youthfulness, Now bring your awareness from the center of the head to the base of the skull. Now, as you are ready in divine right timing, you can begin to open up the pathway to the knowledge of the Emerald Tablets. and how to use this power in your daily life to help others, to help the earth. You can release all pain and discomfort and trauma and stress in that part of your body, which also includes your atlas, your C1 vertebrae. And allow your C1 to move back into proper alignment naturally. We're going to ask the A-team to assist with helping you to remove all levels of not only resistance, but all those energies that were put upon you that have kept you down, that have kept you confined, that have kept you in a limited capacity in this incarnation. So your brain as a biocomputer can now release, delete all false programming, all false beliefs. All vibrations that cannot align with the pure light and love of Prime Source. Take a deep breath. Okay, we're going to bring awareness back up to the center of the brain. We're going to create a little wave action there within the membrane of your third ventricle. It's a gentle wave-like motion that's going to travel down from the brainstem all the way down inside the center of your spine, all the way down through the lumbars, through the sacrum, into the tailbone. Now, symbolically, you can begin to release the karmic knots that have been lodged in your spine, symbolically. Allow the undoing of all the karmic knots associated with your spine, which represents your spiritual journey from source into matter and back to source, from the infinite to the finite, back to the infinite. Your spine represents your whole journey up to this point and reflects the wisdom and the knowing from your own Akashic records, your hall of records. So choose now to release all levels of tension, trauma, stress, disharmonies, imbalances, congestion, inflammation from the spinal column, from the central channel. And begin to breathe in your spirit as we come in for a landing to the earth plane. Coming from deep, deep inner space. Coming down to this planet, to your body, coming in for a landing. A perfect, beautiful landing. Into matter. Walking upon the planet, but not being of it. Not being attached to desire. Not being attached to power. Not even being attached to outcome. Coming in for a landing as presence. So literally wrap your spirit around your body. Wrap it in your energy field. And allow your spirit frequencies to channel through your chakra system into your body, into your etheric body, which feeds your physical body. And now we're going to use that golden light. Surround yourself with that pure golden light. And know that nothing in this world, including all levels of technology, can affect you unless you so choose it to be so and you allow it. Take a deep breath into the power to create I am that I am through your physical body. We're going to allow a few moments of silence so that you may commune now with the angels. Now I'll call you back when it's time to return. know, allow this angelic vibration to help you to integrate all the lessons from this year. All of the physical lessons, the emotional lessons, the psychological lessons, and the spiritual. Off-planet lessons. Each quarter of this year that is about to pass contains specific vibrations of learning. So you may now choose to integrate this into the nervous system of your physical body. And that is why we have the turning of the seasons represents quarterly change energetically of nature and the galaxy. What have you learned this year? What have you learned about yourself? What have you learned about the power of manifestation? All right, let's bring through this waterfall from God process. It feels like, it looks like, it resembles a cosmic waterfall that comes from God and comes down upon you and blesses every level of your embodiment, from the most subatomic physical to the most etheric and spiritual. Whenever you go into periods of doubt and uncertainty, use this waterfall from God. To bring you clarity and balance and groundedness and trust and cleansing. Cleansing of everything. False evidence appearing real. It also is very refreshing. It's like taking a cosmic shower. So let this waterfall from God continue in a very subtle way throughout your evening tonight into the dream time. And into your awakening tomorrow morning. Okay, we're going to come back to the body more awake, more fresh, more alert, more alive. Deep breath. I am here. I am now. I am. Remember to drink water and make sure you're fully focused and grounded when you go out into the world. Keeping that golden light around you at all times, as well as the pillars of light. And we're going to ask for a special healing prayer for your pets. Be it physical, emotional, or psychological. And as we move towards the end of the year, continue to release the old as you integrate not only this year's learning lessons, but whatever has been carried over from before. Allow your higher self to naturally integrate this into your daily life. Thy will be done. Choose to give up effort. And replace it with flow. Allow the body to heal naturally. We suggest you do this activation at least once a month into next year. And those of you perhaps in more challenging situations still, maybe perhaps twice a week. This energy, this activation carries future possibilities. It is done in the now moment to encompass your future. Listening to this activation 5-10 years from now can bring results. So when you're ready, slowly open the eyes. Allowing the brain to adjust. So as you begin to come out of this activation after we end this recording, talk to your comedy team and give them assignments or projects. Give them a due date. And ask them always to show you when you are a bit too serious and need to lighten up, to give you a nudge, to give you a tickle. Be prepared next year to be a most amazing year. Keep your focus within. Do not scatter your energies out there. Be like the palm tree during heavy storms. It sways back and forth, but it never breaks. So give yourself some time, the next 10 minutes, to just reflect. Keep breathing through the body, allowing your nervous system to integrate. And remember to drink water. We will see you in the next year. Your year of miracles. You deserve it. And you are ready. Trust. Trust. Be patient. Keep the faith. And know all is well. Blessings from Asheville.